Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, July 3rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, for being here. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for being here with us. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be another encouraging, uplifting, strengthening teaching that she's found for us today. So let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you so much for our president, President Trump, his cabinet, and the Congress that finally got the big, bad, beautiful bill through today. Thank you for that. Thank you for what it will mean for us and for the rest of the world indeed. Thank you for all that you're doing to prepare us for what should be a wonderful weekend and week next week. And we thank you and give you all the praise, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, Bob, it's that time again where we really look forward to hearing the teaching you've prepared, Sue, and then we get to comment on it.
Thank you, Bruce, and welcome, everyone. This is really two teachings, but they're short, so I hope it nourishes you. God knows everything about you, and he loves you. Oh, Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. Psalm 139:1. In order to be in a close relationship with God, it's important to know that he's pleased with you in spite of your perceived flaws and imperfections. Many people suffer terribly with secret worries that they're not pleasing to God. They're afraid that God is angry with them because of the mistakes they've made. But the truth is, you are righteous through the work of Jesus, not through your own work.
There you go.
You are imperfect. You will make mistakes, and God is not surprised when you do. He knew every mistake you would ever make when he called you into relationship with himself. Psalm 139 tells us plainly that God knows what we're going to do before we ever do it. So try to keep in mind that God knows all about you. And God loves you anyway.
Yeah.
If you could be perfect on your own, you would not need Jesus. So how do we do that? Three ways to practice peace. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character. Because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Isaiah 26:3. I believe that one of the keys to maintaining peace in your life is to take small steps towards peace every day. Here are three tips for having a more peaceful lifestyle. Be selective with how you spend your time. You may be trying to do too many things and end up doing none of them well. Hurrying is trying to do more than the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. Slow down and be led by the Holy Spirit. Sound familiar, Pod? Set boundaries for yourself. Life is full of interruptions, but we can learn to set boundaries that help us manage them in healthy ways instead of letting them control us. Schedule time when you're off limits. Let your calls go to voicemail. Turn off your email. Learn to say no, and so on. And three, listen for the Holy Spirit. If you can see that your plan is not producing peace, go back to God to find the source of the problem and make changes that will allow you to enjoy a peaceful life. If you can learn to schedule your day wisely and follow the Holy Spirit's guidance throughout your week, you can become a truly peaceful person. And that's what I hope for everyone on this call, that they learn to lead a lifestyle of well-being and peace and fulfillment. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's really good, Sue. Thank you so much for that and that great combination teaching. I love that. And I like the part about peace and being at peace, you know, with people. Jesus says, in as much as possible, be at peace with all men and women. I think that's a good sign. He says, my peace I give unto you. You know, he has a special peace. And, and for us to really have that and to move in whom he moves us and he has his being in us, we have to have relationship with Jesus. And that's what he wants for all of us to have, is a one-on-one relationship with him through the Holy Spirit, which he gave to us to be a comforter, a companion. And I think that's wonderful if we can do that. What was the other part I was going to mention about, Sue? It was toward the beginning, and I think it was about...
How God knows you. Mm-hmm.
There you go. He does. He knows us. Yeah, okay, this is really good, I think. Now, people might think, well, God is controlling us. He's controlling us. Well, that's not the case. We have complete free will to accept or reject Jesus. He gave us free choice. Now, realize this. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, but all-knowing meaning to God, everything is from the past has already happened and the future has already happened. He already knows the end from the beginning. And because he's omniscient, meaning know everything, he actually knows, verse said, Sue, that was in your teaching, he knows what we've done, he knows what we're doing, and what we will do in the future. And still, he loves us and forgives us through Jesus' sacrifice, anyways, in spite of it all. So there's nothing about you that God doesn't already know, and he still loves you anyway. And it's just because he knows what you will do doesn't mean he has made you do it or not do it. You just do what you normally or not normally would do based on your free will to say things, to act, to do things, and then God, you know, knows already how you're going to deal with it, how you're going to do. It's an amazing thing to think that we have free will, and yet God knows what our response is going to be. The reason he knows it is because he already knows the end from the beginning. It's like he's out of time, but he's able to understand everything because he created everything. Actually, Jesus, the second person of the Godhead, created all things, all beings, all planets, all everything. It's an amazing thing to think that the Son of God became flesh and dwelt among us, you know, as John 1:7 says. And that's like, it's unbelievable to think that the person, the second person of the Godhead, is the creator of all things. He's very God of very God. He's all God, 100%, and all man, 100%. And it's like, what? How can that be? What? Should be 50-50. No. In this case, it's 100 and 100. It's amazing. It's an incredible relationship. Are we supposed to really understand it? No, we're not supposed to understand it. But we're supposed to believe it because God gave us the measure of faith to each one of us. And so if we challenge our unbelief and begin to believe what God says, that's when we begin to see God perform in our lives. And I think that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. I'm probably missing something, but I like that teaching. It's very strong. And thank you for it, Sue. Thank you for finding that and bringing that out so beautifully. And Bob? I know you'll take a different tack on this teaching, and I always like to hear what you have to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That may have been a short teaching, but it was really, for me, it was really profound, and I could just follow along with the teaching and with my eyes closed and just feel the presence of God while teaching was there. And you know, today was a busy day for me, tying up all kinds of things that had to be done. And so now here I get to sit quietly and come back into the whole energy, the whole morphic field of God. And I started calming my mind down, and then all of a sudden I noticed I was breathing. So I was like, okay, so what am I going to do with this breath? And I thought, how about if I just imagine that I'm breathing in God? And with this deep breath, I could feel that the omnipresent God was condensing in my chest. And then I said, what would happen if I closed my eyes and came back to God and looked out ahead and imagined a light out ahead? What would be there? The first thing I saw was Jesus standing in that light. And I noticed that his hand was outstretched, and there was a beam of golden light was coming from his hand, and it just came right in, and it hit me right in my heart. And I could feel it, that light just going all throughout my body. And I started to think, this is what it's like to let him in. It's like, so what am I going to say back? And I started to think, you know, about the very beginning part of the teaching, and with people worrying about not being perfect and having done things that they regret. So I thought, well, why not start with forgiveness and just say, forgive me and also guide me. And thank you for that light. Support me with that light. And with that light, may I then follow with the greatest commandments, where I can love my God with all my heart, soul, and also love my neighbor. And if I can be forgiven and not be stuck in regret, I'm free to accept that light and free to use it to follow a path that I've known all along but need to be constantly reminded about.
And that light that you're receiving in your heart, Bob, is the love of God, the love of God through Christ. And the beauty of it is that even though we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, the Bible says, all of us, we still know that all of our past sins, all of our future sins, and everything in between were all taken by Jesus on the cross. He said, the Bible says, he who knew no sin, referring to Jesus, became sin on the cross for us. He became sin. And so that happened on the cross. And at that point, he took it on, and it was forgiven. From that point, with the crucifixion and the subsequent resurrection of Christ, we're forgiven. If we believe that that's what happened, if we put our faith in Christ, that he died for our sins, he was dead, resurrected, and came to newness of life, that's what he did for us. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And it's up to us individually to believe in that and to trust in that. So that's what I got out of that and what I got out of what you were saying, Bob. Sue, how do you feel about this teaching, and did it say anything specific to you?
There's a lot of teaching here. There's a lot of teaching in the teaching, and then with how we're processing and embodying. And I'm just going to say that I'm going to ask everybody right now to experience where they feel the teaching. Are they feeling the teaching as if they're in it or as if they're looking at it? Because one of the things that I love is like how Bob will take and bring the teaching so he's speaking from it. He's speaking from the state of union with being the light of Christ, letting the light of Christ and He merge. It's not about just looking at it or thinking about it. And I think we're in this very powerful place where, because survival is going to be released, or a lot of the survival, and again, it's which is why I picked the peace part, it's going to be about how we design and live our life. So we're coming. Imagine if you could just take your head off and you could be walking around in your heart and then putting your hand on your lower belly, just so your literally your body was feeling the peace of God. Think about how different you would feel. You wouldn't be worrying, you wouldn't be thinking, you wouldn't be using thinking to separate out from the experience. And when Bruce was talking about, you know, God knows everything about us, my perspective is, of course, God is all love. Christ is all love. So no matter how we're perceiving reality, that is up to us to co-create with Christ. It's not like, you know, it's all fixed and He knows everything we're going to do and we're just following something fixed. And this is going to be a very important part of the future. What we perceive, what we believe, how we're feeling it moving through our body, the states, not the thoughts, the state we are in, the peace we're in, the way we design for states of peace and flow, connection, remembering that it's light moving through our system as Christ, as the Holy Spirit, that is what's going to be important. And learning to design your life so you're aware, like Bruce, of the depth of God. You're aware, like Bob, of the light moving through you as God. And then maybe my component is blending them, making that a part of how you design your life. So you know God, and God knows that you're choosing the highest state that you possibly can in every moment in Christ. So that's how I saw the teaching coming together.
That's good, Sue. Thank you. That's a nice combination of perspectives there. And I like the fact that you know, it's kind of like, you know, Jesus said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. You know, I mean, that's what he's suggesting. Hey, let's choose life. And yeah, Sue, we have full flexibility and free will to make certain choices. Nothing's fixed from our point of view. Nothing. We completely choose as we will it. That's why we have free will. It's just that God knows what those choices are for us even before we make them. That's the difference from his perspective. Well, thank you for bringing that teaching to us, Sue. It's really well done. And Bob, thank you. I love your perspective on it. I love seeing the light of Christ as a beam of golden light entering your heart. It's a great, great picture there. Okay, let's see what we can do, Sue. That was great. Thank you for that, both of you. Let's move into our prayer and praise time and see if we have any prayer requests and see if we have any praise reports, Sue, if you will.
So we have a prayer request from Sally or Selena. Please pray in agreement with me that the Lord has already opened the way for my immediate supply. Let all that is mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of abundance. Good job, Selena. And remember, Selena, that you already do know that. You just want to live in the reality that has already occurred. And that's where God knows that you've already chosen that and is bringing it to you now. So let's just say a prayer that Selena knows and chooses and lives with the knowing that all abundance is provided to her and that there is no lack. And she's learning how to rest in that awareness so she's one with the frequency of extraordinary abundance. We see her in it. We see her joyful and fulfilled. And we say with gratitude, thank you and amen.
And amen.
Okay, this is for Susan. She's been transferred to Tampa Hospital waiting for a liver transplant. She's not doing well. Her mother is Mary Ellen. She's in my Bible study, and we thought it would be a good idea to send a prayer request to the Big Call Ministries. We need a lot of people praying for her. She's in her 40s, way too young. She became sick. She's still in the hospital. Asking the Lord to keep her strong and watch over her during this time and give her strength. So this is waiting for the liver transplant. So we're praying for Susan, and this is from Miss Edie. And we're praying for them very specifically. So everybody, get into your heart, out of your head, and feel the power of the oneness with God and the oneness with all life that you're sending to these people. And we're sending out a wave with millions of people hearing this, a beautiful wave of Christ's light and healing and miracles to fill their room, to charge their room, to charge Susan and Edie, the people that are delivering the transplant, the timeline, the whole architecture of this reality has been charged with Christ's miracle light and is now transformed into a victorious, miraculous reality of healing. It's so victorious. It's so pure, coming from the purest people on the planet that are listening to this call, that it overflows to everyone in your town, in your state, in the country. A wave of Christ's healing light is going out to touch all that need healing and all that need restoration. And we did it together tonight on the big call. And we say, thank you, Christ, and amen.
Amen.
This is for Jay. He's returning home after what he thought was a tumor on his kidney. His mother finds out today without her permission. I don't understand that, but his kidney was removed. His mother, Joyce, is just exhausted. She's 84, running back and forth to the rehab facility, which they never did anything for him. He ended up back in the hospital. What a nightmare, but he's going back home today. His mother is a nurse, so he'll get better care at home. We pray for a fast recovery for Jay. He's been through a lot. In Jesus' name, we pray for Jay. Amen. Thank you for all your prayers around the world, Ms. Edie.
Yes.
And so...
is this the same Ms. Edie, Sue, that sent in the last prayer request?
I don't know. I'm in the middle of the constructing the prayer, so just give me a minute.
Sounds like it.
So what we need to do here is it's very easy to get our awareness focused on what's not going right, how they did this, and that, and it's all real, totally understood, all real. But the healing is going to come from closing our eyes, transcending, and seeing that Jay is at home with his wonderful mother. They're going to be resting in the light of all the people on this call, on the Christ light that is being called into the space that they're in, on the transformation of perspective, which is to be literally focusing on the highest outcome and only the highest outcome, not letting that lower level thought, oh, this is so hard. Look at what I'm looking at. It's really bad. He's really struggling. Looking past that thought to how Christ would look at it and heal the circumstances. I can't believe how strong we are together. I can't believe the current of love that's coming from the big call. I can't believe all the millions of people that are getting to practice distant healing, sharing in energy with Christ that can heal this situation and is literally transforming and removing all that old thought form, all that past problem, all of it, so that Jay and his mother can move and step into their biggest jump in healing and witness a miracle recovery. The med beds, everything being organized, things they don't even know about, coming together to heal them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I think we're almost there. And now we're going to close with Ms. Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Proverbs 3:6 proclaims, in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. We put God first when we worship him, praise him, thank him, trust him, and rely on him rather than ourselves or anyone else. We seek God first when we go to him for comfort, strength, and reassurance, acknowledging who God is and what God can do. God has a good plan for us. Heavenly Father, please help us with all our struggles that we're going through daily with health, finances, and unbelievers for this RV, Social Security increases, R&R, med beds, and world peace. Please let us enjoy and have a peaceful 4th of July weekend. Please give us strength and hope to persevere and keep the faith while we wait to receive the 800 number in the next few days. Wishing everyone a blessed, peaceful, safe, and happy 4th of July weekend celebration through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And that is our praise reports. Those are our praise and prayer reports for tonight. Prayer requests.
That's right. Both. Combination, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, it's interesting, Sue, about that. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. What's really interesting is it's important, the point you just made about unbelief. Because, you know, we all have the measure of faith. Each one of us was given not a measure, but the measure of faith. And so what do we do with that? It's like when the disciples asked Jesus, why are we having trouble? We have trouble casting the demons out of this individual. What is it? They didn't know what they were doing wrong. And Jesus said it wasn't about their faith, it was their unbelief. They're two different things. Faith, the size of a grain of mustard seed, and unbelief, believing what it is you're saying, believing what God said, believing what Jesus told us. And that's really where we have to do it. That's where we use our faith to believe a thing and not put a bunch of negativity out there that hampers us or keeps us from exercising our faith with belief. So make sure what you speak is a positive thought toward what it is you want as an answer to prayer. And don't let unbelief get in the way of it. So thank you, Sue, for that great segment. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jeannie. And, of course, you prompted me on a few things for my segment. Sue, what do you think we should talk about tonight? Or what do you have that you like? You know, we got a nice gift on Tuesday night from you. But what is it that you've got in mind for us tonight?
I come bearing even more gifts.
Great, yay. Yay.
And I think you're going to like this. We're going to call this segment, whenever we get to this segment, I want it to be about realigning with your greatest future. And so this segment is going to be called Jumping the Fence to Freedom.
Mm.
And why did I choose to think and reflect on this and you know, notice what I notice and know what I know about this wonderful time we're going to be in, especially once this trigger gets pulled, and the awareness of actually how what Christ was teaching gets paired with how we view reality, how the quantum computer and the med beds and the quantum understanding of the hidden architecture of reality, how that's going to put the power back into Christ's message, and how with everything changing around you, in your families, in your roles, in your missions, this teaching tonight is going to keep you out of chaos and land you smack dab in the middle of peace, of coherence. Coherence being something you can feel. You can feel when somebody actually feels peace and depth and beauty and soul. When you're listening to them, when you're in front of them, when they hold that presence. And that's going to be really important for the family members that may be spinning out of control, for the people that feel, you know, like they're wringing their hands because so much is coming at them. So here's what we're going to do. You're literally, not metaphorically, literally at the edge of the fence of freedom. And it's something of a symbolic boundary where you step from waiting into creation. And many are about to receive these, everybody on this call, and everybody is going to be receiving life-changing opportunities. Life-changing opportunities. And I want to help to make that change so it's not overwhelming to you. You're going to be thinking about, you know, new homes, new cars, new financial arrangements, new roles, new missions, talking to your family about what's going to change as you make room for these new things. But what happens is freedom and this newness comes with what? Making decisions. And why does that matter? What am I going to reveal to you about making decisions that you don't already know? There's something called, that psychologists have been studying for about the past 35 years, called decision fatigue. And it happens when you get mentally exhausted from making too many choices. And there are people are out there that are studying this, so they've nailed it down to about 35 to maybe even 50,000 decisions. Micro decisions. What am I thinking? What am I going to choose to feel? What am I going to choose to eat? What do I want to pick as my new car, my new house, my new this, my new that? Are you getting tired just thinking about it? Every decision, even small ones, write this down. Every decision uses up your brain's energy reserves. And as humanitarian leaders, your job isn't just to choose, but to choose from a higher place. So let me tell you a quick story. Have you ever heard of the swimmer named Michael Phelps, Bruce and Bob?
Oh, yes, big time.
Olympic swimmer.
Seven, if not eight, Olympic gold medals, yep.
Yep. And during his training for the 2008 Olympics, his coach, Bob Bowman, knew that races weren't just won in the pool, but in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob had Michael rehearse every decision before the race, what time to get up, what to eat, even how to handle if his goggles filled with water. He would rehearse it. The pod hears this all the time. That's all they talk about. It's all about aligning, and this is where it gets into choosing. Your path is going to be based on your clarity. And sometimes clarity takes, you know, you're not going to get instant clarity, but the goal is to be as clear as possible and to reduce those things that will clutter your clarity. So fast forward to the actual Olympic race, Michael dove in, and halfway through, his goggles filled with water. He couldn't see, but he didn't panic. He had already decided what to do. He finished the race blind and won a gold medal. This is the power, this is what I'm going to ask you to do, of pre-deciding. So today, every 3 or 4 days, I revise my schedule. I'll be reviewing my paperwork. I'll be reviewing my execution plan. And I know a lot of people are out there doing this too, so I'm not setting myself up as the gold star Olympian of this, but I'm making sure that people that aren't doing it are getting a chance to think about what would happen. Here's the challenge. If you pre-decided your non-negotiables, just a little simple thing we're going to do. Write down three things you already know you value above all else. And it could be peace, could be privacy. I teach our people to be clear on where they want to live. That's going to be their temple, their foundation, their sanctuary. Get clear about that. Health, family, or service. And then pre-decide your baselines. And this is where we're going to raise the standard. When you're with people, do they nourish you? When you're with people, do you feel depth and presence and joy and clarity and warmth? Or is it noisy and, I was listening to a TV broadcaster and I was like shocked. I was like, wow, she has no softness. Two journalists, actually. I went, oh my God, she must be under a lot of it's like, and people are listening to this and taking it in as, okay, I'm going to be really sharp because I'm a TV journalist and I'm going to talk to you like this. It's just too harsh.
Way too harsh.
You want to make sure you're listening to things that have strength, but warmth. Think about that as a priority. And then, this is the last part, pre-decide your pause. Create a pause phrase when making a big decision. It can be something like, let me sleep on it with gratitude, or I will trust the answer will rise tomorrow. You're not rushing to make decisions. What you're doing is you're training to take out the noise so you can focus with a signal that's clear. So when you're really clear, it's going to be like, okay, I'm going to spend a half an hour and I'm going to do, I did this week too. I said, I'm mostly packed. I'm ready to go. But what else could I do? I had no idea. And I looked around, and sure enough, boop, I got a huge thing packed. And what did that do for my clarity and my peace? It takes some getting used to. If you do a little bit every day, if you just take one area, is it packing? Is it being clear about how you'll handle your family? Just one. 10 are going to come up. You don't think I know that? Sure. You can write all 10 of them down. House, what I'm going to say to the premier banker. There are so many areas, which is in all of our teachings, but unfortunately we're not offering those until Monday. The point is, you've got 4th of July, you're going to be talking, you're going to be going to parties, whatever.
Grilling out.
And come back. Grilling out. But I'm calling you with Christ to challenge you on doing three priorities that you could commit to so you can see how you can flow in peace and clarity and ease. And reduce that. All of a sudden, I've got to be doing this and packing, and I've got, like, being in contraction. This is getting out of contraction. And I also need to say one last thing, and then I'll be complete. Now is going to be the time, this is going to be big, when you want to be watching how do people handle their flow. Do you want to be around the people that are talking really fast because they have so much going on and that's the rhythm they think is the modern world? Christ didn't talk fast. I'm calling for a revolution in what we release from external pressure, which is when our nervous systems are overwhelmed, they're talking loud, they're talking hard, and you're talking too quickly. when our nervous systems are flowing and integrated and graceful, people feel it, they take a deep breath. And I'm calling for you to just look at how, watch how people are handling it around you, and the people you hire, and the people you spend time with. Because the greatest gift you could give to this planet, to Christ, to the future, is to surround yourself with people that have the skill and the mastery of being in very coherent love, wisdom, joy, fulfillment, gratitude, and you're not picking up any noise. I want that for everybody. Get the noise down. Get it down. Let it be exuberant, sure, but let it so that peace and new energy comes onto this planet. And you have to make space. And the way you can make space is to do your part this weekend and make some pre-decisions. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. You have earned one gold star.
Yes.
Just kidding. That's from Brian.
Yep.
All right, Sue. That was really good. Thank you, Sue. I liked that. Yes. Making space, slowing down, giving yourself time to make three good decisions. Maybe it's a closet you've been putting off going through. Who knows? Could be anything. You know what I remember about that race that where the goggles filled up for Michael Phelps? If I remember right, he had swum that event enough to know exactly how many strokes he would make in a 50-meter segment. So he really didn't have to see. He knew how many strokes were left to make in that particular 50-meter segment. But he was a phenomenal. Boy, he was fantastic. And there's some others that are almost to his level, not quite, just about there. But he was absolutely fantastic. That was a great one, Sue. I really appreciate that.
Good.
So,
thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sue. I love that one. It's very practical. Something we can all be part of and all take part in our own lives. So let's see what we will have. Sue mentioned the offering that we had last Tuesday night, and she has stepped away from fulfilling those requests on MedBed 100s and Designing Your Best Future 100s. PYBF 100 until Monday. So let's we're aware of that. We can remind everybody about that, but you can still send in your request for those. They probably won't be fulfilled until Monday. All right, Sue. Thank you very much. Well, let's do this, Bob. I like what Sue said about clarity and what she said about being clear and clarity when it comes to our thoughts. And, of course, my mind went immediately to Clarity Factor, one of the supplements that's offered by boomers. Clarity Factor.
Of course. Of course. Where else would your mind go? Yeah.
Exactly. So I thought, Bob, why don't you tell us briefly about Clarity Factor and then go into whatever it is you want to talk to us about, hopefully maybe some testimonials too.
Yeah, so Clarity Factor is is something that we created quite some time ago. We've had it for I don't know how many years, but it's been quite a few. And we've had over 1,000 different people have used the Clarity Factor. Mm-hmm. And we have tons of really good testimonials about it. Really, really quite something. And when we put it together, what we did was we looked at what were historically the best compounds that help people with focus and concentration and memory. Mm-hmm. And we decided to investigate what was the actual therapeutic value that helped people for each of these things. And we looked at research studies, and we looked at the best nutrition companies in the world that we trusted because we know the people that own those companies. We know how they mm-hmm. make products. And we spent a couple of months doing that. And we came up with the right amount of milligrams and micrograms for each of the compounds that we wanted to put into the product. And we decided that we were going to put the therapeutic amount of each one, even though no other product out there that was a nootropic had done that before. They would mix together five or six things, thinking if we use a lot of different things, it'll be good. But then they only put in about a third of the amount that was actually needed, so they ended up with a ineffective, stack. And so we knew that we were going to do it the right way, so we could see if by putting these, being the first ones to ever put together, phosphatidylserine and glutamine and St. John's wort and huperzine and ginkgo, all with the right amount of the product, what would happen?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it really worked. And that's why we have so many people that have benefited from it and put it onto their auto ship program so that
they can
make sure that they never ran out of it. And we've been getting reports of more than just memory and focus. We've had people talking about how their mood has improved and it's reduced their stress and anxiety. And those were things we weren't expecting to hear. But it kind of always happens when you create a good product, it tends to have other benefits that you didn't really know were going to happen, because when you combine things together, it makes a huge difference. Because there's, when you have an attempt to affect a particular outcome, there's always numerous metabolic pathways that are involved in that particular thing. And so you can't always just use one molecule to try to affect something, because it might affect a little bit here, but really what needed to be affected was some upstream metabolites, some downstream metabolites, maybe a metabolite that's coming from a totally different pathway where they're all coming together in synergy. And that's why it's almost always better to put together a stack like our total health system. And, Boomer Boost by itself is a stack. And we know from all the research that many really high-end nutritional scientists did over many, many years, that there's a particular ratio of the different ingredients that are in Boomer Boost that needed to be perfected to create the largest synergy that we possibly could. And then we had a hunch when we first met the creator of the barley, that based on how he had made it and what effects were that he was getting, that if we were to combine that together with the Boomer Boost and combine the 4,000 plus bioactive compounds in the barley with the 66 ingredients in Boomer Boost, that we might hit a home run. And that's exactly what happened. And we've had thousands of people that have used barley and Boomer Boost in combination. And we also knew, Bruce, that that there are certain things that you couldn't put in large amounts into powders for various reasons. And that's why we created the Total Health System, which has the omega-3 fatty acids separate from the powders and the vitamin D separate from the powders. And and it's, you know, it makes everything taste better, and it makes it so you can customize your vitamin D. And so when you're in this day and age, when you're working, creating new nutritional products and combinations, these are the factors that you consider. And all of the really good new nutrition products that are being created around the world today are all doing it this way, with combinations of nutrients affecting numerous different pathways and different aspects of the same pathways. And just for example, Bruce, the Krebs cycle, which is the pathway that creates our energy, is a complex cycle that has about 20 different changes that occur by the addition into the cycle of enzymes, vitamins, oxygen. And so compounds change from one thing into another, to another, to another, and eventually become adenosine triphosphate, which is then releasing electrons to the system-wide transport chain of electrons. And so when we made Boomer Boost, we knew exactly which substrates affected the conversion at each place in the Krebs cycle, because it had been figured out years before. And so we're like, okay, we know we need to have vitamin B1, B3, B6, and we knew where in the cycle it was going to act as a catalyst, and we knew about the need for CoQ10, et cetera. And so that's one pathway. And then when you look at, you know, what are you going to do to help people with circulation, digestion, absorption, all those critical aspects of nourishing your body, you apply the same strategy to it. And you use the help of other inventors, other companies, you work together with them. Sometimes you create a product on your own, but you're always relying on other research. So when we created Clarity Factor, and when we created our Good Night formula, it was us being able to read research studies, watch podcasts, watch YouTube videos of the best scientists, and then gleaning from all of that what we were going to do to try to make the best product ever of its kind. And that's always what the goal is. And so Clarity Factor is one of the ones we have where that occurred. And so, of course, with the Good Night formula, that ended up becoming the sleep aid that works the best for the highest percentage of people. If there's new research, we'll add to those formulas or change them in some way. As we did with the Good Night formula, Bruce, you remember quite a while ago, we edited the formula, and we actually threw away a couple thousand bottles of Good Night formula because the new one worked so well, we just couldn't see any sense in giving people the old formula that was only going to work half the time, which was good at that time. It was working as well as any other one. But once we got one that was working 95% of the time, like, all right, this is going to be it. And so anyway, that's about clarity factor. And, you know, Bruce, today we made an additional sale to the one that's going on. So we still have a sale right now where you can get up to 20% off on an order. And I talked to a gentleman on the phone today from Puerto Rico, and I spoke to him, and he wanted to get a total health system, and he wanted to get some Myotrol, and he put them onto his auto ship program, and in addition got that 20% discount, and he was really happy. He saved like $70 because of the sale we're doing, what we do with the, you know, with the discount for the subscription. And so we still have that going on, but we also now have five additional products that we have on sale 50% off.
Oh, no kidding.
And some of them are very popular products, all of them actually. You know, a lot of people use our collagen, and we have hundreds of positive reviews about our collagen powder.
Yeah.
And right now, get that half off. The same is true for Goodnight Formula. So right now, Bruce, if you can imagine that Goodnight Formula, which is literally the best one in the world, right now you can buy it for $14.95.
Shoo!
Yeah.
Terrific.
And so,
terrific.
We also have both of our resveratrol and ashwagandha is half price. Mm-hmm. Ashwagandha, of course, is best known for helping calming people's mind. And, you know, after Sue's teachings this week, and her segments, you know, ashwagandha is an all-natural product that definitely helps calm your mind. It's on sale half price. And resveratrol, our resveratrol has quercetin in with it. And here's one of those synergy things, Bruce. When you have resveratrol and quercetin in the same product, they create a reaction that stimulates very old cells that are creating a lot of inflammation and are subject to becoming cancerous. The resveratrol and quercetin together send a very strong signal to that cell to go ahead and
move
stop
out.
Functioning and out of the way. Those old cells get resorbed and new stem cells morph into the type of cell that needed to leave, and it becomes becomes those new cells. And the fifth product is our vitamin C product, and that's really good right now. It's like, I think it's like $10 and something to get our vitamin C.
Wow.
At that half price. So I wanted let people know about that. We just put that in place, and then also I had a couple testimonials, Bruce, and this one is about the Goodnight Formula. This came in yesterday.
Okay. Right.
I mean, this is now years that we've had this new formula, Bruce, and we're still getting brand new testimonials. This one says, I used to sleep 2 to 4 hours each night. But since taking the Goodnight Formula, I averaged 6 to 8 hours. Thank you. I tell everyone, it's better than melatonin, which makes me drag the whole day after waking up. But with Goodnight Formula, I sleep well and I'm ready to go for the day without dragging my assets.
I know what he means. Dragging his assets around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. That's so cool. And it does work really well for at least 95% of the people out there that are having difficulty going to sleep, staying asleep, you know, getting good quality sleep through the night, dreaming. It helped me to do all of that really well.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a lady that's combining it with ashwagandha.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I take the ashwagandha just before my good night formula, and sleep arrives quickly, and I usually sleep all night or until my dogs wake me to go out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so just the last thing I was going to say, Bruce, is, you know, as especially as people start to get older, which means after the age of 30, we tend to lose muscle during the nighttime. And a lot of what happens is when people get to be 60 or 70 and they've lost a lot of muscle, it's because very slowly over time they were losing muscle while they were sleeping.
Right.
And recent research shows that if you have a protein source about an hour before bed, not only will that not happen, but you can actually gain muscle weight while you're sleeping.
There you go.
But most people don't have enough protein. They've eaten dinner at 6 o'clock and they're going to bed at 11, and so they go into this catabolic state during sleep. And so what I've heard a lot of people doing, and I do it myself, is about an hour before bed, which I'll do right around now, is I take an extra glass with my Gladiator barley dissolved in it. And not only does it give me the amino acids that are created, turned into protein, but it also gives me the metabolic enzymes that are necessary for assembling those proteins. And it also, of course, helps with inflammation. And we have a lot of reports from people that take that with their good night formula. And I can attest to this. When you take barley before bed with your good night formula, I absolutely sleep better. I'll sleep straight through the night without ever getting up till the alarm clock goes off.
There you go.
And so just wanted to let people know about that research in regard to muscle loss while you're sleeping, and seriously consider taking some extra Gladiator barley before you go to bed. You'll really be doing yourself a favor.
That's excellent, Bob. That's really good. Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
Let's see. What time is it, Bob?
13 minutes after 10.
Okay. All right. Well, let's remind everybody, the way to get to Bob's website, the Boomer site, is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my page. And then when you get to the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and it's a direct link into Bob's website. Click on it, and there you go. You're right into Bob's site, and then you can see all of the products. You can see what the sale is when you hit the drop-down menu on products, showing on sale. It'll list those five products that are 50% off, which is terrific. And you also have the combination of whatever products you want. Now, there's no double dipping on the 50% off with the volume sale of $75, $150, or $200. So it wouldn't apply to that. But if you have a volume of $75, you get 10% off the other products. If you have a volume of $150, you get 15% off of the other products, besides the five that are 50% off. If you can hit $200, you can pick on the other products, you can hit a 20% discount on that grouping of products. So if you have any questions about that or to make that sale work for you and you can't figure it out doing it yourself, you'll need to give a call to customer support. And that number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And it's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, except, Bob, are they going to be in tomorrow on the 4th of July? I don't think so.
No, there won't be anybody answering the phone. You'll get the answering machine, and you'll get a call back on Monday. And I was going to just say this last thing, Bruce, you know.
Sure.
There's a lot going on with our software providers, you know, Shopify and Recharge and other software, and they're requiring us to do new things that are verifications, security protocols, and we're switching over to a whole new subscription service, you know, right at this moment, and we still have about 100 people or more that have not responded to us either email or responded to a text or a phone call from one of our staff to get help with making sure that that gets switched over. And so if you're listening and you get a call from us, pick up the phone so we can help you. And because, you know, we're not the only ones doing this, Bruce, because Shopify serves about 2 million different businesses that sell things online. And so just be aware of this for any of the companies you do business with. Don't be afraid to talk to the people. They're calling you to help walk you through, you know, the new systems that have come in place. Some of it is from new laws that have been passed for security purposes, and we're all adjusting to it. But if you don't respond, there's going to come a point in the future where you just won't get your product shipped to you because we won't be allowed to unless you get in touch with us.
Okay.
And so
that's a word of the wise.
Just in general, it's always good if you receive a call, an email. It's, you know, we don't like wasting people's time with unnecessary emails or calls. So if you get something from us, open it up because it's thought out and it's important.
Okay. That's good, Bob. It's real important to catch that. And if you're somebody who is on a subscribe and save and you need to re-up on it, so to speak, and make any changes that need to be made and you're being contacted, please contact them Monday, Tuesday next week to let them know, yeah, here I am. Is this something they can do online, Bob, or is it something they have to call in for?
No, they can do it online, and some of the emails that are going out are actually giving the specific instructions what to do. It's really easy.
Okay.
And, you know, and open it up because you might just be surprised might be an incentive in there for you.
Oh, that's good. Yep, it could very well be. Thank you, Bob. That makes sense. Okay, good time to pay attention to your emails. Hint, hint. Thank you, Bob. That's great. All right. Let's take a look at where we are on our Intel segment. I told you Tuesday night that we had, from different sources, two different timelines for when we would get notified and get started on exchanging. And it appears that the two timelines will eventually converge into one, the timeline. So let's bring it out and let you guys think about this. We have heard from our Redemption Center leaders that there was a meeting. I think it was probably a video conference call. I haven't had that confirmed yet, but it was from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tonight. And I think this is sort of the final call, the final get-together, because Redemption Center leaders were actually called to come in to specific locations, like where you might have three or four Redemption Center's leaders, for them all to come into one place for this quote-unquote meeting. I don't know this, but I have a feeling it was a video conference call. And they were being updated on the very latest in the timing for this. So that happened this evening. And prior to that, we have heard from some sources that are over several Redemption Centers, as many as half a dozen to eight Redemption Centers each, that everything is poised to start with notifications over the weekend or by Monday at the latest. And I thought, okay, that's a little different timeline. That's moving it back slightly, but not too much. And then we've also heard that this weekend could be significant for us. We could get a notification starting as early as Saturday. Now, tomorrow's going to feel like the weekend. It's Friday, the 4th of July. And why is it significant other than it's our Independence Day celebration, 249th year? Because President Trump, fortunately, the big, beautiful bill went through and was passed, 218 to 214 votes in the House, the final version of the bill. So it was a four-vote margin won by the Republican vote, thank God. And that has everything in it that we need for us to get started. So it went through. It's going to be on the president's desk for a signature in Washington tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, the president was speaking in Iowa at the Iowa State Fair, and I only heard about 15 minutes of his speech, but it was very good, and it was interesting. I liked some of the things that I was hearing that were different. There was something that we didn't really hear him say before. That was pretty cool. So if you have a chance to catch it on a replay tonight, it might be worth watching. But what's happening is the president, I don't know what his itinerary is as to when he's flying back to D.C., but I know that he plans to sign that bill at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And what's interesting about tomorrow at noon central daylight time, CDT, at noon central, both Nasara and Jassara are activated tomorrow on the 4th of July. So will the president speak to either of those two in terms of what we know is in for us in Nasara? I don't know that yet. I'm hoping he does, but I don't know that that's a guarantee. What we're looking for in Nasara is a discussion about our asset-backed currency, the new USN, and the physical money, the USTN, United States Treasury note. I'd love to have a mention of that. It may not happen tomorrow, but it's activated as of tomorrow, as well as maybe a discussion about no more federal income taxes. Wouldn't that be nice? and the discussion about a consumption tax instead. I don't know how quickly that's going to come out. I really don't know how quickly. We know that the crypto coins are there as another backing of, as an asset, to back up our USN currency, and in a way, our gold and silver and other assets, nat gas, oil, and et cetera, is used to back up the cryptocurrency itself, the crypto coins. And I don't think all of that is quite absolutely clear yet on how that relationship is going to work. But we know that's part of it. It's part of a digital currency that's backing our digital USN. So we have yet to see how that's going to come out. All right, the other timeline that I mentioned on Tuesday is more of a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday start. And it had notifications for us. I'm going to say it this way. Notifications to me on Monday. And you remember, Monday's the 7th. The 8th is Tuesday, 8th of July. Who likes the number 8? That's right, China. It symbolizes new beginnings and financial prosperity. So one source is telling me that that would be the time, I believe, that I would be putting out the toll-free number. Certainly on the big call, if not sooner, on our website, depending on what happens over the weekend. Because we could get something even Saturday that says, here we go. We're getting started. We've got a toll-free number. We're getting it out. I know today they were going through the list of emails that are going to be going out from Wells Fargo, and they were consolidating and verifying those email addresses and getting those ready to go out. I know that's being worked on today. And I also know that another source said that this weekend would be a grand weekend. Now, I don't know if that's just because of Nasara and Jasara or whether it might have something to do with the release to us of the toll-free number. So these two timelines, one that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which would be Wednesday start of exchanges, Monday notification to me, and then Tuesday notification to you, and exchanges on Wednesday, the 9th, is that the one that's in play? Or does that timeline converge into the earlier timeline of Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Guys, I don't know. I'm just going to have to say we'll have to wait to see which of these things comes through, and eventually one timeline will prevail. One timeline will be the right one, and we'll see how that comes out. So I want everybody to pay attention tomorrow, especially at 5 o'clock Eastern, when President Trump signs that big, bad, beautiful bill, as I call it. It's not a bad bill. It's a good bill. But I want to see if he makes any comments about that that would be speaking to us. Because our prosperity is about to go way up, I think, by the beginning or middle of next week. And everything that we're looking for, the restitution and reconciliation allowance, the DOGE payments, the increase in Social Security, obviously the RV itself, the RVGCR itself, all of that is included in that bill that passed today, 218 to 214. So we're on our way. We're definitely on our way, and nothing's going to slow it down or stop it. Now, as far as anything else is concerned, let's just say, you know, we've heard the expression 10 days of darkness for a long time. And I've told you guys months ago, that does not apply to us. It's still the case. It applies only to the deep state, and you can only imagine how that's going to work if they're going to be in darkness for 10 days. And guess what? That starts tomorrow. So, don't worry about it. It doesn't affect you and me. We're good to go. As ever, be vigilant tomorrow. I do not expect anything nefarious, but keep your eyes open. And like I was hearing today on the news, and I watch Newsmax and One American News, those two, I just toggle between them. See something, say something. If something doesn't seem right and you're seeing it, don't be afraid to call 911 and report it in. They want us to report anything that seems screwy, that seems wrong, that seems out of place. It doesn't seem to make sense. You see something, say something. And I heard that on several times today, and I want us to be aware. I want us to be vigilant, too. But mainly, I want us to enjoy this 4th of July tomorrow. And if you're somebody who's setting off fireworks, be careful. Ten cuidado. Don't set off Roman candles and stuff and M80s and stuff from your hand. I mean, be careful, you guys. We always hear stories of people with fingers blown off or different injuries that come from fireworks. Let the fireworks be set off by the pros. Let the pros do it. Enjoy the displays if you haven't already. People are going to be setting them off all weekend. They're already going off last night and tonight in certain places. So just beware of that. Stay in your cocoon of quiet, taking it nice and slow, easy, enjoying your time and your life and your family. Enjoy grilling out if that's what you do, you know, and just enjoy the time, whether it's Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And I will be ever vigilant, watching for anything that might come to me so that I'll be in touch with Bob. And no matter if Bob's in Alaska or not, I'll get in touch with him, and he'll be in range. If I have to use the tin can telephone to get to him, I will, but I don't think that'll be necessary. I think I'll contact him, and we'll put out the number as soon as we can. But tomorrow, Friday, Boomers customer support will not be open. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So anything you can do in the way of putting an order together online, we've got two great sales going on right now. I can't wait to get, you know, Goodnight Formula at 50 off and collagen at 50 off and ashwagandha and resveratrol at 50 off. And the last one, what was the last one? Was it turmeric? I don't remember. Anyway, those are all good deals. Really good. So check it out. Go on the site and see that. Now, Sue is stepping away for the weekend and will be back in service on Monday with any requests that you guys have made for the MedBed 100, which is extremely valuable. If you have any intention to use the MedBed to reverse your age and to fix whatever's wrong with you physically, mentally, there are so many things. And the MedBed 100 is a great two-night class that will tell you everything that you need to prepare you for that. And the good beauty is you can listen to these over and over and over if you want. And some people do, and they need to. The other one is Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100, four classes, only $100 for the whole course. And you can submit that to Sue anytime now, and she'll respond on Monday. So it's send those two, and if you want, put it in your subject line, MedBed 100 or DYBF 100 or both, and let Sue know in your body of your email that you have PayPal or you don't, and she'll invoice you through another means using PayPal for you to pay for it. It'd be 100 plus 100, 200 for both. And what you do is just send Sue an email. Make sure your name and your cell phone number is in the body of your email. Put your name and cell phone number. So in case she needs to text you, she can do that. Otherwise, everything will be done by email to you. Okay? And the email address to send to is integratedminds@hushmail.com. How do you spell integrated? INTEGRATED. Minds is MINDS at hushmail.com. So send those off to Sue, and she'll be going through those Monday morning, and she'll activate those and send those back to you. Okay? Send the information to you. But pay attention to your emails. Pay attention to an email from Sue, and pay attention to an email from Bob, because it might just include the toll-free number, because anyone that registered on bigcalluniverse.com that wants the 800 number sent to them after I get it, you can get it. And we'll send out a mass email to everybody that's registered on our site. We'll send that out, and everybody will have the 800 number. And it's there just to make sure that you get it. And it's the same one that you get in your email from Wells Fargo. Okay? Now remember, this 800 number is to call to set your appointment for the Redemption Center. Redemption Center has rates that the banks will not have. It has the contract rate on dinar. And it has whatever the rate's going to be on dong. We're not going to know exactly yet. I don't know if I'll even know it by the weekend, but we'll see what it is. The ZIM is on par with the U.S. dollar or USN dollar, and you know what that's going to be. And everything else is whatever the rates trade up to be by then. So that's really where I wanted to go tonight on the call, but I want to thank Sue for doing a marvelous job all this time with the coaching that she's done in the classes, with the teachings that she's provided for us, with her segments, with prayer and praise segments. You know, I couldn't do all that myself. And Bob has helped with getting the music going, the board, watching that, and his segment on health and supplementation. It works well. Three of us have worked well for 10 years now. July is 10 years that Bob has been on the Big Call with Boomers. And Sue is just about 10 years. She came about a month or so after Bob did, I think. And it's 14 years for me, and we're just thrilled that we've been added to the Starlink satellite system, and the SAT team is getting the call out all over the world. Approximately 20 million outside of the United States every Tuesday and Thursday night. So we're excited about that. I want to thank Bob also for providing everything that he's doing for us. And thank you also for GCK. Thank you for Jeannie. Thank you for Pastor Scott. Continued healing and good testimony for Pastor Scott. And guys, we are just ready to get started, and I know you are. And if anybody wants to help be part of Rebuild America or Rebuild International, or in somehow help with the Veterans Retreat Network or the Pastoral Retreat Network, you know, we'll have opportunities for you to let us know that. Okay, when we build out our sites, that'll be more interactive, and you'll be able to fill out an online questionnaire on that. We'll be able to take it and contact you and so on. And I'm excited about our future, where we're going to go with this. We need to get our exchanges done. We need to get in and out of the med beds. We need to enjoy a little bit of our new life. We need to move or think about planning a move, if that's part of your plan, and everything else that we have to do. But I really think this is a great opportunity for all of us as we move forward together. But let's pray the call out. We'll turn off the recording afterwards. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we've had this opportunity with a platform like the Big Call to get out to Big Call Universe routinely Tuesday and Thursday nights. Thank you for Sue and Bob, all of the listeners in Big Call Universe. Thank you for our projects and what we intend to do to up-level humanity. And thank you for this ability to use this blessing to do that. Help us to be good stewards of this incredible blessing. Help us to do all the right things that you would want us to do with it, according to your will and according to our will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks everybody for listening tonight. Have a great, safe 4th of July weekend. Keep an eye on your emails. I'd say starting Saturday, keep an eye. And we'll see how this progresses into the beginning of next week. All right? Everybody have a great night. Have a good night's sleep. And we'll be talking to you Tuesday. And hopefully, if we have numbers by then, great, we'll put the numbers out. All right? You guys take care and have a great, safe weekend. God bless you.